Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Talk Cock Podcast. This week we bring you special spooky episode. We have our special broccoli, Mr. TK, and our favorite goat from Canada, the frozen mutton, Mr. Taurus. And yes, welcome them, please. Hello, friends.
And what are you supposed to be?
I am a dark minion.
Isn't that a bat sign, though?
No, it's my ponytail. You're imagining things.
That's a special minion hairstyle.
Yes. You have to understand that this is like a radar. It detects pussies for me.
You're right. The minions are known to be a famous pussy magnet. So, yeah.
Now that explains everything throughout the whole podcast. My whole story sums it up to this. You know, I can't see shit at all. Like, what am I doing?
You're bringing representation to the minions, okay? Suck it up.
Represent. Nana! Muna muna! Like, is this looking very ridiculous on the screen? Because I can't see without my glasses?
You're no, it's not at all.
You're saying those glowy, flashy glasses don't help you see?
No. Like, these are not my actual glasses. There's nothing here. It's just lights. It's just for party.
No way.
These are my actual glasses. I can't see shit.
Alright, I think... I mean, it depends on you. If you want to see or you want to stay in this getup the entire episode, it's your choice. I won't take that from you.
I will stay. I think this is a good spooky episode, you know, to promote the broccoliness and the chili goat.
You're pointing at the same direction both times.
I am. Well,
my simple-minded minion friend.
Anyways, yeah, how are you guys doing?
Fucking hell. But, yeah, welcome everyone to another episode of the Talk Cock Podcast. We're sorry that we're late this week, which is due to a few unforeseen circumstances, to say the least. What?
Circumcises.
Yes. Unfortunate circumcises. That we are late this week. And one of them is the state donkey is in. That's one of the unfortunate circumcises. But yeah, we are back. Back again with this week's episode. Donkey, come on, you gotta lose. You can't do this with the whole episode, you know.
Don't Why? Say that. He then want to try to do it. See, you spooked him. Now he wants to do that.
Okay, but yeah. Wait. So before, okay, we were trying to record once before, it was a failed attempt, and Fahim came in just in time. So, what were you saying when you came in? Like, what was your gripe? What was your complaint? Yeah.
My complaint was, like, last time I was asked to record, I was given a schedule 1 week or 2 weeks prior, and the schedule was changed once or twice, given my timeline. And giving me the flexibility to join. Now, after those episodes were up, 2 weeks later, my man just hits me up like, "You awake?" with a question mark and no schedule, no nothing, and just doesn't even like tell me to join. He's like, "Join our voice chat." And I'm like, so the level of disrespect, like, first I was getting a schedule and all that to that point, join. Like, I just don't see that how that transformation happened.
Well, I'll have you know, we're very professional production here at the Talk Cock podcast show.
Very Donkey's proving that right now.
As you can see, very professional. And so, when we ask a guest to join us for the first time, it's very professional, but after that, it's fuck that, you know? Because they're not a guest. You're not a fucking guest, okay? So I hit this guy up. I'm like, "You awake?" Because I was sure that he was going to be asleep, because it's like 8 a.m. over there, right?
Okay, so you didn't even wanted me to join. You just wanted to be the formal, "Oh, I wanted you to come in and do the podcast with us, but you couldn't." But
yeah, now let me finish my point.
No, from the bottom of your heart, you didn't even wanted me to join. That's what that means. Because if you would have considered.
No, we're going to talk about that more. But I was like, for sure, he was going to be asleep, probably, because it's 8 a.m. So I hit him up, and he's like, "You awake?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm awake." So I'm like, "What the fuck? Why are you awake?" Okay, if you're awake, then obviously you got nothing to do. Then just we're recording. Come and join anyway. Like,
it's the assumption for me. Obviously, I got nothing to do, but that's besides the point. You're not supposed to know. You're supposed to ask you, "Are you busy?"
I ask you if you're going to join, like, we're recording now. Are you going to join? This guy says, "Oh, you want to collab with me again?" My man says, "Do you want to collab again?" I'm like, "Bro, you're not a fucking YouTuber. What do you mean that you want to collab again?" What the fuck? Oh, Donkey. You got to stop it.
So basically, you're asking me to open a YouTube. Is that what's up? So that we can collab.
If you wanna call it a collab, you have to be a YouTuber, okay? At least. That's the bare minimum. Okay? Dude, you're not gonna... Donkey, we're here. We're trying to record a serious... a serious fucking show here, okay? Please.
I kind of want to, you know, like, cut our voices on edit and us and just keep him in a loop of an hour just doing all this. And we should upload that. It's like Donkey losing his mind.
No, at least you could at least do something productive and be like the sign language guy, you know? You know, on the bottom left corner or right corner of the screen of the news, you see the sign language person doing the sign language thing. You can at least do that, Donkey, okay? Try to be protective. This is not sign language. I don't know what the fuck that is. Fucking hell. But, yeah, this week...
That
you.
Came out of nowhere.
Same to you. But, yeah, this week we wanted to record earlier. Because we recorded with you like 2 weeks ago, right? And at the end of that recording, I already told you that's gonna be a double episode, man. Like, that shit was so long, it was a double episode. So, yeah, there was no need to record the week after that. But this week, we were supposed to record like on Friday or Thursday. But unfortunate circumstances happened. Donkey was sick, and then other stuff, so he was busy, couldn't record, and I got fucking diarrhea on Friday, So I wasn't able to do anything. Like, I wasn't able to, like, I wasn't in the condition. Or in the,
It's too much information. You could have said the same thing, that I was sick as well. You know, and we would have assumed that you both synced together and call it a day. You didn't have to elaborate, right?
Yeah, but I am an elaborative person. So, I did have diarrhea. And I shat 7 times on Friday. I spent more time in toilet than I did in my fucking room. So I couldn't record. Today is Sunday, and it's like night, and Donkey out of nowhere hits me up, and he's like, "You want to record?" And I'm like, "Why?" And he's like, "I don't know, let's record." And I'm like, "Okay, let me hit up my friend who's probably also asleep." So, yeah, so that's how it happened, and we somehow ended up in this recording where Donkey is... do you want to... Okay, the joke has overstayed its welcome, Donkey, okay? It's no longer funny, okay? You're just not participating anymore. You're just not participating in the episode.
The commitment to his role, like, that's something, right?
Okay, I'm just gonna stay quiet and see how long he can do this for.
We would have to cut this part out. You would have to edit then.
Nope.
You're just gonna let listeners sit through this?
Yes. Audio listeners, yeah, you'll just have to come to YouTube and see this shit for yourself to understand what we mean when we say Donkey is he's lost
in Halloween. Like, last week was Halloween, right? So you're stuck, basically. Anyway, how was your Halloween? Like, what did you do? Did you do anything? I don't know if you guys did had any plans.
Wait, are you asking me?
Yeah, both of you. One of them is just now gone.
So Donkey has left. Donkey,
imagine Donkey comes with a costume right now or something.
Okay, but so yeah, for me, I don't know, I didn't do anything. It was just normal. It was a normal Tuesday for me. I don't know, was it a Tuesday? I don't know, but it was a normal
Tuesday. No, it wasn't Tuesday, was it? I think it was Monday.
Yeah, so it was worse than a Tuesday. So it wasn't anything special. Like, it's the same as asking me, like, oh, how was your Christmas? Or how was your New Year? Like, or how was your Eid? Yeah. Or how was your birthday? Yeah, it's all the same. It was nothing special. I didn't dress up. There were no candies. I didn't get my fucking trick or treats, okay? It was a miserable day, just as any other.
So you're telling me you're in university and you didn't have a Halloween party anywhere or anything like that? Like, couldn't, or you just chose not to go?
You realize where I am, right? I'm in Malaysia. It's a Malaysian university. They don't do Halloween. What?
I don't know. I just thought that there would be something going on. That's it.
Was there something going on at your uni?
Oh, I don't know.
So what did you do in Halloween?
Like, because it was on a Monday, I think most people celebrated on the weekend, especially Saturday. But on Saturday, I was working, and I just saw people getting hammered and dressed up walking down the street. That's basically it. And I don't think so anybody did, like, celebrate that much on a Monday, because, yeah, it's a Monday. So whoever did celebrate it, they all did celebrate it on a Saturday, and on Saturday I was working.
Oh, did you get
it? It would be sad for me to be celebrating it on a Monday. Like,
wait, did you go to any houses to deliver them food, and then
I was very optimistic that I would get some candies, but that didn't happen. What ended up happening was...
No treats? No treats out on the porch?
Well, I didn't see any. I don't know. It was weird. It's just mostly the streets are flooded with people going to bars, dressing up, or like hungover and like going to Popeyes or McDonald's or lining up there. Like, the streets were flooded with people, let's just say. But,
okay, so
yeah, there was no candies, no nothing. And people came up to me, like, what are you dressed up? And I was like, today's 29th. I think we're 2 days earlier. But then they were like...
Dressed as a Bangla man.
I could have... But it was like, what, it was like 5 degrees. I didn't feel like wearing a lungi and a...
I'm dressed as a Bangla man in the snow. Pew, pew, pew.
I didn't end up doing anything. I was hoping that I would get some candies or whatnot, but that didn't even happen. Wait, I think I know this character, but I can't tell.
This?
Yeah, this.
No, this is just a toy collaboration. It's not in any anime or manga.
Oh, okay. It looks familiar. But that hat threw me off.
I love it, man. This is a toy I was talking about the other time. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love
that
it
toy
so
is like a traditional Japanese style. I like that hat. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love this toy so much, man. Like, I can't believe that I'm saying this at this age. But yeah, I love it so much. Like, it gives me inspiration. From the skies above that delivered this toy to me.
And okay. Donkey is back. So yeah, welcome, Donkey. So hello. What did you do? What did you do on Halloween, Donkey?
I was a clown in Universal Studios.
I thought that's you're a clown every other day. Why become a clown on Halloween?
So that I can get paid for being who I am?
Wait, no, I thought you were sick on Halloween.
Yeah, I was. This is the week that I didn't go.
So you weren't able to be a clown. You just had to stay at home.
Yeah. Actually, I there was something, like, you know what I was during Halloween? Like, on the 31st of October.
Yeah.
I was depressed. Because it was my ex's birthday. So I just sat here and just wallow in memories of the feelings that I used to have of being loved that I never received ever again ever since I broke up like 1 year ago. Oh, how shall I ever feel for the upcoming Halloween again? Except for being a clown and getting paid for it.
Is this a cry for help to get your ex back through this episode? Like, you're hoping that your ex would see this part and be like, oh my god, he misses me so much. I should call him.
Could that happen?
The Japanese ex.
Oh no. That is definitely that. That is definitely that. Wait, do you want to talk? Do you want to tell him about the whole that whole thing that happened when we were in Langkawi?
You tell him. It's funnier when you tell him. Because it was you. You are the one who realized it, not me.
Okay, so his ex was in Langkawi?
No. I wish, but no.
You just can't keep it in. You just can't keep it hidden. Okay, but this man, like this Japanese ex he's talking about, like
yeah.
he's still not over her, right? And
yeah.
he hadn't realized that until like we went to Langkawi, all right, and. Yeah, we went to Langkawi, and we stayed there for like 10 days, right?
Yeah.
And every time we went out, on the streets or anything, most of the things he would talk about, like 60-70% would be related to his Japanese ex somehow. Like, and all the liking things, like if he yeah. saw a girl that he likes, he would say, oh, that girl is my style. Like, oh, I like her style and the way she looks. It reminds me of my Japanese ex. Every time. Like, anything he likes, any girl yeah. he likes, any style he likes, he always relates it back to his fucking Japanese ex. Okay? And he's also, at the same time, singing this Japanese song. And he doesn't know the meaning of the lyrics of this song, right? So he's yeah. always singing and practicing these Japanese lyrics wherever, out on the street, at the hotel room, wherever else, all the time.
Wait, TK, I'll sing it a bit to let him hear, like, so at least he has a picture of what was going through when we were together. So the song went like, Aitakute, aitakute. Kono yoru ni kodoku wo dakishimete wa aitakute ainakute kono yume de kimi wo dakishimete. Something like that.
It sounds good.
Yeah, but I remember it very well because there wasn't a day or. Probably there wasn't an hour that passed by on that trip where he didn't sing that fucking song, okay? He used to sing it all the time. He was practicing these lyrics, and he had no idea what the fuck these lyrics meant. He didn't know the translation of it, okay? But that's besides the point. Like, even... we later... Like, okay, the lyrics part, that comes later. But yeah, the thing I told you, he always goes on about his Japanese ex. And wait, Donkey, was it after we came back from the trip or we were on the trip when I told you that you were still not over your Japanese ex?
On the trip. We were walking.
So apparently on the trip, I think on the last couple of days, I told him
it wasn't. It wasn't even the last couple of days. It was quite early into the trip.
Okay. So that was the extent to which he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't shut up about his ex. So I was like, Donkey, you're not over your fucking ex, are you? You're all like everything, and you're always going on about your fucking Japanese ex and how everything you like. You relate back to her, like, oh, I like this because of her, or I like these Japanese songs because of her. Oh, these songs remind me of her. And I was like, dude, you are so not over her. And he's like, wait, really? And I'm like, Wait, what the fuck? You didn't realize that? You didn't realize that? And he's like, oh shit, I hadn't. And I'm like, dude, how can you not realize that? Like, that's everything you talk about. And he's like, oh shit, maybe you're right. And then one day goes by, and he's like, TK, I think you're right. 2 days goes by, and he's like, you know, you're so right. I guess I'm not. And it took this trip, and for me to point it out to him, and then he had to realize that, oh shit, I really am not over this Japanese ex that I'm talking all the time about. But yeah. And the lyrics thing is like, he, yeah. After we're done with the trip, we're back home, and I think after a couple of days, he texts me with the translations of the lyrics of that song.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh shit, TK, look at these lyrics. It was all a sign. It was all nice because the lyrics, the direct translations were literally, it was like a break.
I miss you. It was like, yeah. I miss you and I see you in my dreams and stuff like that. So the whole concept.
It was literally a song about not getting over your ex. Okay.
And, and the whole concept, the whole song is called Dream. So the whole concept of it is that you can never, I can't ever get back to this person anymore. Yeah.
So his whole, that whole song was about how he's not over the ex, okay? And he didn't even know the translation. He's like, he sends me these translation. It's like, oh shit, it's all been happening all this time. And I'm like, dude, you didn't need the song to tell you this. I told you this before even knowing what the lyrics meant.
I mean, that's kind of a weird coincidence, right? Like, you would think the Illuminati is working or something.
Yeah.
Like, how? How did that happen?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. There's a reason why my religious beliefs are what it is. Because things happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Fucking TK. Oh, you're not over your ex, huh?
Alright. So, since you knew that he was hung up on his ex, did you do the bro thing and took him to a strip club? Like, you know, as a bro, you're supposed to take him to a strip club. You're supposed to get his mind off things, off his ex. Did you do it?
His girlfriend is listening to this podcast episode.
Yeah, no. I did not, and there were no strip clubs. So... But that is so funny that you tell me that, because all of the trip, the whole trip was like the opposite happening, where Donkey himself was trying to get his mind out of that. So he was trying to get into all these places, which were akin, like similar to strip clubs, as I may, if I may say. He was trying to find out all of these underground or red light places.
Now we are talking.
There were no strip clubs, unfortunately, for him. But yeah, he couldn't. Like, the whole trip was basically him trying to. Like, I didn't need to, okay, bro? I didn't need to be the friend that gets him to the strip club, okay? He was himself the friend who was trying to get himself to the strip club.
So basically, you're trying to say the whole Wankawi trip was about myself getting over my ex.
Yeah. Well, whatever helps, right?
No, it wasn't about getting over her. It was just about realizing that you're still not over her. Basically, if you needed me to like stay with you for a few days and then to realize and then tell you that you're not over her, then yeah, it served to the purpose.
Of all people, you.
Well, do you wanna get over your ex, or do you wanna cling on to whatever memories or whatnot do you have of her?
I think at this point it's not about whether I want to or not, but it's because it's more like how long do I need to move on from this point? Because you know you can never really get over a relationship that you once invested so much of yourself into it. You can never get past that totally, like, you know, hating on this person. I mean, unless like you guys ended on a bad note, but if you guys didn't end on a bad note, right, you can never really hate this person. You can never really move on from the feelings. You can move on in life, but not from the feelings that you once invested into this person. It's like how our pet passes away, and you know we can never move on from that. You know, it's the same concept and analogy from that. So I don't think I can ever get over this emotionally wise, because I really invested like a lot. Like, has TK proven, like, I invested a lot of my emotions into this and my dedication towards that relationship. So I think it really takes another person to make me understand that, you know, for me to get into a relationship, it will be my next step in life from what I had back then. So the next person that I get into a relationship with has to be like an, I wouldn't say upgrade, but that's the best term that I can use it, like a different direction of life that I can aim for, rather than, you know, holding on to, not say, like, keeping these feelings that I used to have.
It's kind of scary, because weirdly enough I never like had my heart broken or like had a breakup even, so it's kind of scary to me. I don't know how I would take it, or how, you know, if that happens, God,
no,
hopefully that never happens, but yeah.
You know, people think about that in a way that they're thinking of the immediate impact of a breakup. But truth be told is, after a breakup or for someone that you invest your time in so much, it's not the immediate breakup that kills you, but it is that numbness that you feel and the you know, you don't really realize what has happened, the gravity of the issue and the impact after the breakup. It is more like the subsequent days that goes past when you're alone and you realize that your everyday habits are changed, like how you everyday text this person about your life and everything, and how much you're not into this person's life anymore. And gradually there'll be a night that you're just sitting there and, you know, like talking to yourself and realize like how much this person meant to you. And that is that little moment in the night that you will feel the gravity of things crashing into you all at once. So that's actually the scary part, like to really realize that you're no longer part of this person's life anymore. But it's good that you...
I think it's kind of similar to like, let's say, losing a loved one like through death or something like that. Like, if you lose somebody, you might not realize how much important they were, but as days go by, like, you know, maybe it's a good friend. Like, as days goes by, you realize that how much you miss them or how much you would want them to be there in your life or to help you through. So it's kind of like similar in that way, sometimes, right?
Yeah, it is. But the only difference between death and that is that you have a closure in death. You know that, you know, you're prepared for this outcome, you know, like, you know that this is the full stop, and the only things that remains are the memories that you have with this person. There's no possible future, there's no possible things that you could do to change things. But in this kind of relationship things wise, like be it friendship or girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, you reflect a lot upon yourself to say that, oh shit, I could have done this a lot better. Yeah. And I wish I could have a chance, you know. It's this kind of feelings that resonates through the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, like, do you regret, like, let's say, giving her more time or buying her gifts or visiting more or whatnot, right? Ooh. Because I think, like, if that happens mutually, that there's still love, but it was either timing or it just didn't happen. Like, would you, if you blame yourself, it's like beating yourself up for something that you cannot change. But then again, if you don't realize that my mistakes led me to lose this perfect girl or lose this perfect relationship, then if you don't hold yourself accountable, then you would never grow as a person. But if you do hold yourself accountable, then you would beat yourself to death, because that way you will go into a rabbit hole where, you know, you can't dig yourself back up. You'll get depressed. You would not treat yourself fair anymore. At least that's how I see it. So, like, what do you do?
Oh, okay. Like, in this Chinese saying, like, whatever things you do, if whatever things you do, every decision that you take, be it in business or relationship-wise, are you ready to lose this thing or this person? You have to be prepared to lose it, like, even in business or what. So you have to put it down. You know, are you prepared to put it down? So in every relationship that I get into, that's why I'm such a deep, loving person, because I literally throw my everything that I have, so that you don't usually, like, regret breaking up. Yeah, I might be an asshole to some of my exes, but that was the me back then. But that doesn't mean that my feelings for them wasn't true. But it was just that I had a lot of work on myself, and I can't blame myself for that. And yeah. I did really, like, yeah, I gave my 100%, but it's just not good enough. So I can't really beat myself up on that, you know. You know, you just have to learn and grow. But yeah, I mean, if there were things that I could have done, but I chose not to do it, then that's where I have to beat myself up, because, it, you know, what the fuck are you doing? But if I would have given myself 100% and things still don't work out, yeah, I mean, naturally, I feel a lot of pain and everything. I do a lot of stupid shit though for that, but yeah, I mean, I have to understand that I made a decision and it was my decision. I can't blame myself, or I can't blame anyone or anything. You know, I can only look at it and to understand what went wrong, so that, you know, at least it's easier for me to understand myself and what I need and what I want from this relationship, so that I can know what I don't want in a relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
So that helps, helps a little bit when it comes to breaking up and when it comes to losing friends. It helps a little bit more. Like, yeah, not everybody's meant to be in our life anyway.
Alright, like, have you ever broken a girl's heart by breaking up? Like, have you been like, no, we are done? Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
You have?
Yeah.
When? It must have been when you were pretty young, right?
Yeah. A few, there was, when I was like 19, there was one. The one who cheated on me, there was another one as well, but she was a narcissistic, so I'm not sure if she understood the meaning of heartbroken. Yeah.
I mean, that's the girl who cheated on you, right? I mean, and she continued to cheat on you, right? So...
I rarely give up on people. That's why I rarely have this kind of situations. I usually like try to persist in the to stay in a relationship, because I realize that sometimes, you know, there are a lot of things that couples can work on, and breaking up is not the solution to every issue that you guys have. So I usually try to stay until like it's really getting really toxic. But if you talk about breaking the other party's heart, it will be more on rejections that girls wanted to be with me and I rejected. Yeah. It'll be more on that.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
Like, so, yeah, go on.
No, like, I was saying, like, TK, once I asked him, like, it's back in the day, probably 6-7 years ago, I don't know. I asked him, like, bro, how do you break up with girls? And at that time, in my eyes, my man was a player, you know? Somewhat of a, you know, he was getting, he was dating a girl no more than 3 weeks and getting out of it. And I was like, that's so cool. How are you doing that? So I go up to him and I'm like, bro, how do you break up? And he goes like, once you have done pretty much whatever you can do, you just stop talking to them. You just ignore them. And after a few weeks of ignoring them, they would break up. And you could play the victim and call it a day, even though you were the one who initiated it. And
what?
Like, it's been like 6-7 years. I still didn't forget that because I was
all
like,
the fucking dirty laundry.
Douchebag. Like, who does that?
There's no way I said, like, you, I can be the victim. What?
Bro, that's what you implied, even though if you didn't use the words. Like, she would have to come to you to say, yeah, it's not working out, let's break up, and you'd
I
be
mean,
like,
yeah,
no.
Maybe. I probably said that, you know?
Yeah, but like, that's what it means. You ignore them, you don't text them back, you don't call them, and they have to break it up. Because you don't care, you don't give them the affection, you break their core bones. Like, what is that?
No, but you're not telling the whole story here. I vaguely remember the time when I told you about this, and I do remember there was more I told you, okay? I said, this is why I don't get into, like, serious relationships, okay? At that time, during that time, I didn't get into any serious relationships on purpose, because, like, any girl I was, like, getting into something with, I didn't connect with, okay? I told you that as well, like, I didn't, like, I'm not connecting with these girls, like, how I would want a relationship, okay? These girls, they're not on my wavelength. They're, like, they just don't know what they're just not gonna give me what I want. So after a couple of weeks, and after I realized that, oh, I'm never gonna get what I want from these girls, what can I do? Am I gonna suddenly break up? To me, it looked worse, okay? That felt worse to, like, suddenly out of nowhere just break up with them. So I would just usually, like, you know, ignore them or not text them first, you know, for a while, for weeks. And eventually, like, kinda softly ignore them and then hard and then...
No, there is this major component Donkey is not saying, that is, like, in Bangladesh, when you had to get into a relationship, you'd have to actually, it's not like you guys were dating and talking and you stopped that. It's like they were in a legitimate relationship, because that's how it was, kinda, right? That you have to get into a relationship to
I
be,
mean,
you know,
yeah,
you would get into a relationship and then just, like, back
you'd
out
have to
of
make,
it.
You'll have to make it official.
Like, you didn't get, like, you didn't understood she was your type in the talking stage when you were, like, wooing her into whatever?
No. Because,
no,
so, the thing is, you said you'd have to officially get into a relationship. So that means you'll have to say, I love you, let's be a girlfriend.
Oh, that's so cringe, bro.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, okay? And of course,
that's what
I never loved them. I never loved them.
Looking back, it's still cringe.
It is, but that's what I need. That's what I had to do, okay? You can't blame me. I was like, of course, I don't love you. I only talked to you for one day. I just saw you, okay? Of course, I don't love you, but I have to say this, okay? So
yeah.
I would say that. I wouldn't mean it, of course, and then we would be in a relationship. But, yeah, and after a couple of weeks of that, and it wouldn't work out, I just slowly, I'd be like, oh, okay, it's not gonna happen. Let me just slowly moonwalk out of here. So yeah, I just slowly like ignore them, and like so over like a week or two, they would get the idea that I'm ignoring them, and they would no longer feel that attraction or connection from me as well. They would stop trying to pursue me, and they would get to the point to be like, oh, I don't, you know, are we really in a relationship, or like, you know, or do you really want to be my boyfriend? And that would be my chance to say, you know what, it's not working, is it? Okay, yeah, I think it's better for the both of us if we just head out, you know, head our separate ways or whatever. So that was my, during that time, that's to me what I thought was the softest landing I could give someone. Okay, because I obviously didn't love them. I didn't. Okay, I don't know what you want me to say. I didn't love them. I didn't have that kind of connection. I just did it to feel something, I guess. I don't know. Most of it didn't end up in that, Donkey. So it wasn't even the
Donkey and the viewers or listeners knows, right? You don't have to say it. Like, we get that. Yeah, we get that. And then you realize that you don't connect, right? Afterwards.
The connection.
No! Oh, fucking hell.
Okay. So what TK realized was the connection wasn't right because it's like that.
No, Donkey. I wasn't like you, okay? I wasn't a horn dog just to get my meat sucked or wet or juiced, okay? That's not the reason why I did that. I was just a young man searching for connection, okay? Emotional connection, most of all. Sure,
if puberty makes you do crazy things, right?
Yeah, if something physical came out of it, I would be like, ooh, a happy bonus. But most of the time, it was like craving for an emotional connection of some sort. Yeah, but yeah, that's how I was back in the day. Obviously now it's changed. I wouldn't do the same things as I did back then, and I wouldn't break up with the girls the same way I did back then either.
So you are gonna break up with your girlfriend? Breaking news.
No, he's not going to do that. You know how much he loves his girlfriend.
How dare you just say that? Okay, why would you something?
You have to understand the punchout has changed. He's been enlightened.
Yeah, you're supposed to say I'm going to marry her. There is not gonna be any break.
Don't jinx it, because he's going to get her pregnant if he says that, and then you have no choice but to marry her. Don't jinx it.
I'll stay quiet on that.
Well, did you guys go to church?
What?
Didn't church? What? Didn't who go to church?
Huh?
What? Who what? Went to church?
TK.
For what?
To Jesus.
To cook halal food.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I once went to a church to get food. Not halal food, though. But it was for a delivery. Is that what you're asking?
Why would I go to a church for halal food?
Yeah, that's hungry. But there wouldn't be halal food in the church, though.
Exactly, that's the whole point. Okay, that's the whole point. Like, none of us would ever step into a church. Like,
I did step into your church. Like, I didn't see a problem with it. Let's say
if I needed to, I'll start
melting if I step into a church.
Because you're a vampire.
Okay, what if one of your close friend is getting married in a church, and they wants you to be your best man, their best man, or something like that? Wouldn't you go?
I'll bring a huge ass pentagram there on my back, and just step into there. Like, wait, where the fuck is it? I'll step into there and like, what's up, my brother? I'm here to be your best man. With the ring, the Lord of the Rings. Please get married. And then I'll just slowly moonwalk like how TK did into his relationships and moonwalk all the way out of the church. before everyone else realize what's my religion. And get preached on.
Hey, and I'm just joking. Like, you know, when I was like young, I used to think like Christianity.
You're still young, what the fuck?
I mean, a lot younger. Yeah. Oh. Christianity was super cool because you get to just confess whatever crime you do and then you're pardoned. So it doesn't matter if you're a killer or if you're a bad person. You just confess and then Father tells you you're okay. And that's it. And I was like, then every Christian would be just committing crimes or being a bad person. Because they could just then go to church and confess and be like, yeah.
Oh, that explains a lot. Why a lot of girls used to call me daddy.
It's supposed to be father. Father.
Exactly. Close enough. They confess a different kind of sin.
What sins were they confessing to?
No, they were doing deeds before confessing, you know?
Yeah, we went to the confessing room.
Bruh!
They didn't go to you to confess, okay? They went to the confession room with you to commit the sins.
Because of you.
Yeah. To commit the sins, they would later go to Father to confess.
No.
Okay.
That's why that's why during the whole process of the confession, they always go like, oh, Daddy, please forgive me. You know?
What kind of fucked up plays are you into, man? Like, what kind of roleplays are you doing here?
If my best friend was getting married in a church, I would probably attend it because it's not about me.
Yes, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you. And the groom should make sure that you don't end up winding up in the confession room, right? Imagine they're taking their vows and from the confession room noises start coming out.
Imagine that
and then like, where's the ring? Where's the ring? And Donkey be like, hold up!
It's India! Okay. It's on my dick! It's on my dick! It's a cock ring! I'm using it as a cock ring! To sustain the sin! I'm exhausting this demon out of this girl! Bless you with my cum! I'm blessing you with my cum!
You should not let this man into a church.
Bro,
okay?
he's gonna baptize her in bath of his cum. You know? The girl would be...
Yeah. You know how long it takes for the coming to come?
That's Donkey's special baptism.
If he gets into a church, he's gonna turn the confession booth area into his personal confession booth. Okay, and during the wedding ceremony, the bride's gonna look behind and see that all her fucking bridesmaids are gone. Where did they go? we hear some weird noises coming from the confession area. Wonder what could it be?
Then all bridesmaids comes out in white dress, And the bride is like, what the? Because there's...
And Donkey's like, oh shit, I lost the ring somewhere. Let me find it. And he's fucking put, like, he's going through all of these girls' pouches, if you know what I mean, trying to look for this ring.
In their mouth.
If you know what I mean. Well, sometimes you need an extra lubrication, so... Yeah. No, but... I forgot what I was going to say, fuck me. It's something fucked up,
sir,
I can't remember what.
It's normal that you forget.
Donkey, why are you doing it in a confession room? I'm showing this girl the forthcoming. Do you know what's the forthcoming is like, the prediction of Jesus coming down again? That's what they say.
Isn't it the second coming?
Yeah, but I went on to the fourth. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
TK, yeah. It took you a while, TK, to calculate the amount of times to come.
I'm not here sitting on my fucking calculator and like trying to crunch the numbers of how many times you're gonna come. Okay, that's not what I'm doing. The fuck?
You know why?
I'm a one-hit wonder, okay?
It takes you 2 weeks. 2 weeks to come another time until the girl comes up to you to realize that you're not coming anymore.
Wait, so
I come once and then I go to sleep.
Okay, what if you come while she's giving you a blowjob and that's it? She ain't getting no dick anymore because you can't get it up again?
I mean, that's her fault.
Wait for 2 weeks.
That's her fault. Like, did I tell you to go that hard? Should you not stop when I tell you to stop? Like, now whose fault it is that you're not gonna get that dick, okay?
Well,
I have one load in me. By God! That's all he gave me, okay?
I'm sure our listeners who are not from Asia, now you guys know the quality of Bangladesh. Now, they only have one load.
Bruh, don't judge all of us on this fucking faulty product, okay? Don't you do that!
Oh my god. No, I can. It's fucking. People where I come from definitely do not have one load. Because of the fucking population. Okay? If you know about the population in our country, they definitely do not have one load. I wish they did have one load. Because then we wouldn't have, like. What, 160 million
people? But does that mean that we, like, our entire race has a bad pullout game and none of us can pull out?
Yep.
We don't have a pullout game. We don't pull out, bro.
Yeah, that explains why TK is a defect.
Okay, if a defect can be this fine, then I don't want to be perfect.
So you guys know, like I said again, now you guys know the products made in Bangladesh. Where the QC stands.
Top representative Bangladesh, representing, I can't fucking speak, man, what the hell? I can't. There are words that I can't just fucking pronounce. Like, for years, there was this word, millennials, right? I just couldn't for like about 2 years. I couldn't pronounce that word. It would just yeah, that's probably like I had to try so hard, like millennials. Now I can do it, but oh boy, I had the worst struggles with it.
Oh my god.
And now representative. See, I can't fucking say the word. I can't.
Well, you guys literally just proved whatever I just said. Like, so
every Bangla comes with a defect, right? My guy can only come once. I can't talk. So if you look hard enough, every Bangla has a
No, then every person has a defect as well. Like, donkey. I mean, your defect is pretty obvious, wouldn't you say?
What the fuck does that even mean? What the
I think we've talked about enough of your defects. Okay.
What defects?
What's that one defect that hurts?
Yeah, he's definitely talking about my fucking chin, motherfucker.
You don't have a chin. Why would he talk about your chin?
Look, TK, you wait until you hit 30. I'll be laughing at your fucking chin.
Bro, you think this thing is gonna disappear?
No. This thing is gonna stay, but this thing is gonna overgrow this shit. Bro,
you'll end up having a double chin, right?
See this chin? It can fucking dig. It's like a fucking
look at my jawline. That's kind of okay.
Not jawline. All I see is like fucking pubic hair. All is
fucking hair. What do you mean jawline? It's
all... Bruh, I'll have to shave this.
But
my man said pubic hair. That's like you can't even grow pubic hair, bro. Like, come on, don't come at me. At least I got some.
Wait, are you talking to me?
No, donkey.
Yeah,
donkey. Show him your pubes.
Okay.
No, wait. No, put your hair over your crotch and pretend that that's...
Fuck you! Why do I need to show my pubes when you can see how long my fucking hair is? What the fuck?
Just show him your nipple hair.
Donkey's hair is so big, like, girls could...
Oh. Wait, chotto matte ne. Mite, oppai ne.
Other thing, like kudasai, right? Like, I forgot. How does
it
start?
What is it? Kudasai?
Yeah, kudasai.
Mite kudasai. Look, please. Mite ore wa nipala desu. Oh, nipala-san. Nipple-chan.
Wait, were you saying that his hair is so long that girls can grab onto it?
Yeah, and hit him from the back, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
it is buns.
Oh.
They definitely did. Not anymore, because...
Because what, bank pay?
No, because the confession room goes both ways.
What do you mean the confession room goes both ways?
There are times that I need to confess as well.
Donkey's hair so big, imagine like a buff dude sees him from the back and just spanks his ass thinking he's a girl, and then
what ass?
Bruh, are you roasting yourself?
And he's talking about art defects. Like, he doesn't have an ass either.
wait, CK, you parapunde. I got so many defects, but I get laid a lot more times than you, you parapunde.
Yeah, I'm happy, okay? I only got one load. You, what do you want me to do? I can't do much if I get laid that much either. Like, what? I can only use my finger so many times, right?
Like COD, you have that fucking grenade launcher where you only have one, and you aim it so carefully at the mob, and you're like, poof, oh fuck, I missed, I'm out of here, donkey. So that explains why you always disappear for 2 weeks and wait for them to come to you. reload time.
I only got the one Molotov cocktail, okay? Once the pin goes out, it ain't going back in, okay?
So you got something that when you throw it, after you shoot it, and you accidentally shoot it on yourself and you get burned? So is that how you do it as well? You just come on yourself?
Did that ever happen to you, that shit?
Yes.
Wait.
You know what? Whenever you play CD,
did that happen? For real, like you shoot your shot and it came to you? On your face.
Moving on.
Why are we moving on? Is that what
happened?
No.
Back to Donkey having long hair. But yeah, I don't know if you've caught this episode, but if you like, we even talked about one time Donkey like recorded a video. Like a sex tape with his then girlfriend, and when they watched it back, they weren't.
I've heard it. Yeah.
So now you know why. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because our body size and our body shapes are almost similar, and we both have long hair, and so when we recorded the tape, and then we were looking at it, then we were like, who's on top? I can't really tell. Both of us couldn't tell, like, for the longest time, even, like, until now. If I were to watch it again, I'll still not be able to tell. Yep.
Yep.
So, that is that. Okay. Well, then.
Wait, before we end today's episode, I guess. Since it was Halloween, did you guys see that news about in Korea, or like people, 100 plus people died in a Halloween event?
No, what happened?
You didn't?
Itaewon or something, right?
Yeah, it was one of those like popular spots in Seoul, Korea, like a party hotspot, right? So yeah, apparently there was this yearly Halloween party there, like everyone from the city, all over the city, gets together there and has fun, and people got crushed in the crowds, so the alleys were packed so tightly, and those are very narrow alleys, so too many people came in there, more than the capacity, and so people slowly started getting crushed, and people didn't even realize, because when you're in a crowd and you don't often realize, but you keep getting pushed, and so a lot of people ended up getting crushed and then got crushed to death. It was like 140 or 150 something people died in that whole incident.
Like, they didn't learn nothing from the Travis concert, like.
Yeah, it was exactly the same kind of thing that happened there. And,
I think it's the management, right, that's at a fault, because, like, you can't just shove people in there.
I think there wasn't any management, because I think it's a pretty loose time of the year. It's a pretty loose event, and I think the security and everything is lax. So people are just flooding in from all different places, all different directions. So when people just, there is no security, there is no management, shit like that happens. So yeah, and this is we only get to hear about it when it's like very big incidents like this one and the Travis Scott one incident, but it happens a lot, I think, in a like very heavy crowded places, crowded areas during concerts or events. Usually not a lot of people die, but I think a few people do die. I think it happens a lot. And yeah, that's why I fucking hate crowds, man. I hated crowds since I was a kid. Like, I would immediately get scared when I was in a crowd. I would be uncomfortable. And yeah, I'm definitely staying away from all of those crowded places, man.
No, like, for me, it's the same. Like, you know, when I came here for the first time, everybody was like, are you going to go to nightclubs? Are you going to be clubbing or whatnot? Or, you know, like, pretty much every celebrity comes in Toronto, like, around the years.
Oh, definitely.
So you get to, yeah, oh, you get to have, way. You get to go to different concerts. Like, I think Post Malone and Weeknd did a show, like, not too long ago, maybe a month or something like that. So, like, a lot of events happen, but for me, it was like, I don't like people, or I hate crowd that much that I would not. Like, for me, I think the biggest fan I am is of Messi, and I wouldn't go into an event where Messi is if it is that crowded. So, that's saying a lot. Like, I wouldn't, yeah, like, I don't care if it's Post Malone or, you know, whoever. It's just not my cup of tea.
I can't even, like, get up in a bus in a crowd of people. Like, if a crowd of people is trying to get on a bus, I don't even go and mix in and try to get in as well. I usually try to wait at the back end, like, okay, let all
you'll enjoy Japan a lot, then, you know.
Bro, I like things organized.
Imagine this
company.
People are getting shoved.
No, but
together.
In Japan, things are more organized, and I think
yeah,
people
but
are
they
more
get shoved into the trains. Haven't you seen those videos or whatnot? Like in
Wait,
busy hours.
I think Donkey can speak on that better because he's actually been to Japan.
All
right,
Donkey.
You've been to those subways, right?
I don't think now, yeah, but it's only during. I think that only happens like during peak hours, but I wasn't there to witness that during the peak hours because obviously I don't like crowds as well, so I would obviously avoid all these peak hours.
Peak hours definitely happens in the subway. But I think they are still very cordial and, like, very organized and queuing up and shit. But, yeah, I would still stay away from those crowds. And especially if, like, some big celebrity is coming in or something. Like, if you go to a nightclub, I mean, I'll be okay to go to clubs or nightclubs on a normal time. You know, average time, normal time, it's normal, nothing.
But you can only basically go on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and the fun you have is after 10, so basically that's when most people are there, so can't really avoid the crowd.
I don't know, I wouldn't go alone for sure. I don't think nightclubs are fun to go alone. If you're with a bunch of friends, you know, you can go and have fun, but to go to a nightclub by yourself, it's pretty... I don't know. I don't think it's fun.
Lonely?
It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad, I think.
Okay, which one is sad? Which one is more sad? Like going to a strip club alone or to a nightclub?
Nightclub is different. Nightclub is... you can go alone. Because a nightclub is basically the similar to strip club. Unless you're talking about clubbing club. Like discotheque or something. It's different. Like a nightclub is like a KTV room where you can do business in it. You can. It's fine to go that alone as well.
But that one is the you're talking about the red light district type, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But I don't know. When you say nightclub, I actually think like partying, dancing, you know, clubbing.
Yeah,
I'm not thinking about
pop on a pill.
But if you enjoy like drinking, yeah. But if you enjoy drinking, because like I had this good friend who really liked drinking, so it didn't seem weird for him to go to like places like that alone because he's literally there to enjoy the music and drink. So in that sense, I think it's fine. But for people like me who don't drink, like if I were to go there alone, yeah, it's gonna be so sad. Like, but then again, I have like different agendas, so it might not be as sad for me, unless like for you guys, who's going there alone.
Yeah, but your agenda is just to get your dick wet. Okay, that's your agenda, and you don't even need to go to a club at that point if you just want to do that, right? But I think clubbing, you know, is fun with friends. I think going alone, I don't know, I wouldn't, because I don't even drink alone, right? I would drink if, like, I'm with friends and having fun, having a party or whatever. But yeah, and I definitely wouldn't go to some celebrity event to be amongst all that crowd. Like, fuck that.
Wait, is Taurus going to Philippines as well next year?
Oh, yeah, we haven't told you yet, but we're planning to go to the Philippines next year after my graduation, maybe in September, October.
So things are gonna happen?
We're just gonna go on a trip, right? Yeah. What do you think? You wanna come? You can open up your schedule?
Yeah. I don't know, man. My things are fucked up. If I can, then yeah, I would love to. But I don't know if I can.
I'm sure you can confess anytime you want. Daddy will be here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If Donkey is gonna go, somebody needs to accompany Donkey when you are busy, let's say.
Judith might be joining as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was thinking it would be lit if you and Sumaya can also join.
Oh fuck, it's gonna be so noisy. Fuck you guys, man. You guys are like two couples in a room, and me and Joseph will just be sitting in the living room like listening to all this banging noises and like fucking Japanese porn noises going on in the bedrooms, man. Me and Joseph me and Joseph will not happen. So we'll just be sitting on the sofa so lonely, like we'll just be probably eating like the leftover barbecue bacon or something, like, oh fuck this shit, man. Fuck. Why are we doing this?
No, we can come up with a deal.
Yeah.
We can come up with a deal. Like, me and my girlfriend are in the room. Like, there was...
Why is this schedule?
Okay, one couple at a time. Okay, that's the rule. Okay. We can come up with that rule, I guess.
No, that's gonna be bad. Because imagine... Like, TK goes in there and, like, comes out, like, 15, 20 minutes later. And then go and I take an hour and a half. And then everybody would be like, you know, it's not going to be good for your reputation, let's just say.
If one reputation.
I told you, one load, okay? It doesn't matter, okay?
TK, I would foresee the situation that he goes in, and then after a while, you hear his girlfriend shouting, "Puta inama, what happened?" Like, the moment he takes down his pants, you know?
Yeah.
Like, fucking mayonnaise comes out from it, and it'll be a wrap, like a burrito wrap. Alright guys, we're done. Next set. Like, fucking director calling on the next porn set going to happening. Like,
I mean,
yeah,
you can't blame TK. He's been holding it for years, probably, right? At least a year.
What, holding it for virginity? His chastity?
As long as you, anyway.
Yeah, right. So. Right, you guys are roasting each other. What the fuck?
Donkey, we don't need to roast you anymore.
No, okay. There's nothing to roast me anymore about this.
Okay. Dude, I know what you did, okay?
This summer. Everyone knows. Everyone knows what I did. What the fuck?
Okay, like, but yeah. Whatever. So, yeah, if you and Sumaya, you can work out your times and schedule. Oh. We can all think it up, you know, together. So that's going to be fun. You know, have like...
thinking it up together.
But you know, I can't talk about this like a year before because I don't know what's going to happen, right?
No, you can talk about it. You just can't decide it yet.
There are so many variables. I can't decide it right now. And with the paperwork and whatnot, like work permit, I don't know. If I can, obviously I would love to join, but I can't tell.
You have Bangladesh power, you can swim. Who needs paperwork?
Who needs paperwork? Yeah.
Just swim. Do you even know how to swim?
No, he's gonna say no. Look at that beard. Yeah. No, he's gonna say no.
Wait, I remember he tried to learn. I was also trying to learn how to swim. Okay, so you still haven't learned how to properly swim, right?
I didn't learn. Like, I almost drowned twice, and now I have phobia.
That's what TK said.
If you go to a pool and you see like a grown ass man trying to do this, and there are like a bunch of 5 year olds, it's so like.
Look, you see that broccoli there?
This way.
you see that broccoli there?
You
see this broccoli here? Yeah, he did exactly what you just said.
What?
He can't even swim, I'm pretty sure, right?
This makes me think, like, what the fuck do you... What have your parents been doing to you?
It's not on us. It's on our parents.
Same story. Fucking drowning and shit.
Yeah, okay, so can you swim? Now you know that Banglas can't swim. Okay.
No, it's our parents. It's not our fault. And the place we grew up, you know, like TK had an entire river like next door, basically.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you did.
You're talking about the fucking river.
Yeah, I mean, he had a water body just right there. Like,
you're talking about an actual river, okay? This is not a pool. It's not a pond. It's the fucking river that connects to the ocean a few miles in, okay? That's what he's talking about. Why didn't you go down to the fucking river and learn how to swim? This motherfucker.
I mean.
Like, why didn't you fucking jump in and learn how to swim in this fucking river that connects directly to the ocean just a few miles ahead, okay?
I mean, what could have gone wrong, you know?
Yeah, what could have gone wrong?
I'm guessing, I can never tell. Fucking,
why didn't you learn after going to Malaysia? You do have a pool at your uni, right?
No, what the fuck?
You don't?
No. The most pool I got was in Langkawi when we stayed at the hotels. The hotels had pool, and Donkey saw how much I could swim. And Donkey himself can't swim much, but at least he can like
float around.
Paddle.
At least I can swim my way to safety.
Yeah, can paddle.
Yeah, that's something I think we should learn because you never know when you need that skill, you know.
Oh, from swing out the pussy?
No, swing in, dive in there.
I won't be the one swimming. It's gonna be my little swimmers. Okay, I'm pretty sure they know how to swim.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
As long as they know how to swim, it's all good.
Yep, they probably all die on the stomach of some girl then.
It's better than dying in my fucking hands. Okay, but. On that bombshell, Yeah, you know about the trip now, so you can think about it already and start making preparations for that. And we'll see you next year. And yeah, that's about it for today. This week's episode, everyone. It's been a spooky episode. 1 week
after Halloween. Where did that outro just suddenly come from? It was so random, like.
Yeah, with your favorite guests. Come on, say yes. Say something.
Huh? Guest?
Wait, what? What?
Who's the guest here?
But yeah, anyway,
yeah. You're not a guest. What do you mean?
You want to collab with me?
Come on, donkey.
Brother, you want to collab with me? What collaboration? I don't know. I just come in here and talk about sex. Collab, fabulous connection, fabulous. We three connection, three people out of connecting like this. I'm gonna ask all the Bangladeshi. I'm gonna ask all my Bangladeshi.
Sounds team like you today. Have a lot of three-way experience.
Well then, yes, we'll have another experience where we meet up in Philippines then.
Yeah. Yeah, but Donkey, you should definitely survey all the Bangla people you know to
if
see how many.
Turn?
Yeah,
how many have a different.
Holy shit.
How many Banglas can actually swim?
I'm pretty sure all of them will tell me that they have like parental trauma as well.
Yeah.
And tell me about how the river connects to the ocean in a few miles. I'm pretty sure that'll be the same story as well. Like, you know.
Yep. Yeah, that's it for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed the spooky Halloween episode 1 week after Halloween. See you guys next week.
Yes.